This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
Oh, I am exhausted.
Me too. Did you get your double vaccine shots too?
No. No,
I didn't. You get two like Travis Kelce.
Like Travis Kelce said. Travis Kelce said you get two of them. How you feel about Travis Kelce, Allie?
I just learned who he was.
You just learned who, he was.
Because of Taylor Swift.
Because of that crazy play the other day.
because of that lateral play? Is that how you learn? Are you a big Taylor Swift fan? Are you a Swifty?
I just became a Swifty this year. Why? I'm new. I'm a latent Swifty.
What song got you?
Honestly, what got me was the All Too Well 10-minute version. When that came out, all of a sudden I was interested.
Okay.
Yeah.
How's that go? Can you sing a little for the crowd? Like, they don't
it's
know
all, Swift. It's like All Too Well, and it's all about her losing her virginity allegedly to Jake Gyllenhaal.
Really?
Yeah.
Who was a grown ass? He's older than us.
Yeah.
Me and Taylor are the same age. We're both born in 1989.
Mm-hmm.
Shit, I didn't know that.
Famous year.
What's her sign? Do you know?
Her birthday is today.
Really?
Her birthday is today?
Oh,
happy birthday, Taylor Swift. Happy birthday. I hope you and Travis are going to do something nice.
Yeah.
Are they still together?
They are still together. And what I've seen on the internet is that he's apparently throwing her a big rager of a party. And the jokes have been that he's booked out like Bubba Gump in Times Square.
Really?
And they're like, we'll see you there.
I was wondering what restaurant was going to choose. See, if it was me, I would have chose Texas Roadhouse.
Really?
I would have taken her to Texas Roadhouse. Girl, get all the rolls you want.
I've never been to a Texas Roadhouse.
Where are you from?
I'm from Chicago suburbs.
So,
like
Champaign?
Like north of, I'm like 2 hours away
Inglewood.
From Champaign.
Okay. Inglewood? Inglewood,
yeah,
Chicago?
I'm from like Evanston area.
Evanston, Illinois.
Mm-hmm. Glenview. Wow.
Let's make some Illinois. For those of you who are wondering why we talking to this person and y'all don't know who they are, you about to learn right now.
The real fans know who this is.
This person is very special to us because every time you've heard a guest on the show, it's her fault. Not fault. Unless you didn't like the guest. And then that was probably somebody that we asked her to present to us. But this is HeadGum Extraordinaire. Have you ever heard that little, this is a HeadGum podcast? This is the person who does that
voice. Says that? Get out of here, for real.
I'm bullshitting.
That would be so crazy. That would be amazing.
This is HeadGum producer, member of the family, Allie Khan.
Yeah, that's the one. I love her so much. She's our favorite ever. And Neil.
Oh, y'all ain't heard about Neil. Let me tell you about Neil's ass.
Yeah, Neil got a hard out.
Neil got a hard out. So we got to keep this. That clock already went dead. So I don't know what time it is, but I'll keep an eye on my time. Neil,
my time is your time.
Oh, there we go. Yeah, great. Neil, is the Shelly cam on? What you looking at? What needs to be fixed? Neil's got to zoom
love
out.
See, he's making us look good. That's how you do it. I don't know what Shelly be doing.
We call him Zoom Neil. Rochelle is out. She's away for grad night.
Yeah.
She's about to graduate. And we are very proud of her. And Lamar and I are going in on a graduation gift for her.
Yeah.
What are you getting?
Well, last year we got her a pressure washer, so yeah. It's got to be
something like that. Probably a leaf blower.
Uh-huh.
What is illegal in LA County? Neil, when's your birthday?
December 28th.
Use the
microphone. Oh, wow.
Use the
mic. December 28th.
December 28th. What are you gonna do for your birthday?
I'm gonna go to spin class and then I'm gonna get a tattoo.
Soul Cycle?
Soul Cycle adjacent. I go to Cycle Bar.
Cycle Bar? Cheap Soul Cycle?
Yeah.
I'm just playing.
What's the difference between spin class and bicycling? Is that the same thing?
But you're pretty much on a bicycle.
Uh-huh.
But it's stationary. And they play loud, like, club music, and then they yell nice things at you.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I'll pull out. Well, you know what kind of tattoo you're going to get? What you going to get?
I'm going to get, do you know the children's book, Caps for Sale?
Nah.
No.
It's an old children's folktale. Basically, this man is selling caps, and then he falls asleep, and monkeys take the caps, and then he asks for the caps back, and they give them back. Wow. It's not a great story.
Sounds like but... a cap to me.
What's the lesson in that book?
I don't know. I've been trying to figure
lesson
it out.
Is cap.
But I'm going to get a tattoo of the guy wearing 10 caps on his head.
Oh, that's pretty dope, though.
That's like your favorite book or something sentimental?
It's sentimental to my childhood.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
That's
what's happy up. Birthday, happy my birthday. G.
Neil's birthday is coming up. Taylor Swift's birthday today. Allie, when's your birthday?
October 20th.
Oh, you just had one.
That shit was yesterday. Yeah. Or whatever.
That was yesterday. And today's December 13th. I am having a birthday soon as well.
When's your birthday?
Yeah, you guys are weirdos.
January 5th.
Oh, my God.
The winter birthday kids.
January 5th. We grow Stop bigger and stronger.
Yeah.
We usually start hockey earlier, according to Malcolm Gladwell's book, Outliers.
Mm-hmm.
We start hockey earlier, therefore we are better at it.
What?
Birthdays and winter birthdays. You ready?
Yeah, I'm a summer
Neil.
Birthday.
Neil, is the Shelly Cam on so they can see you?
Oh, yeah.
Good.
Neely Cam. First of all, we got some spotters for your ass.
We got some spotters.
You got spotters? Ours is crazy. Ours is going to blow yours away. So.
Oh, I was trying to think of it. The only ones that I could come up with were ones from my past. I feel like the only people that I've seen recently have been in the office, and that's boring.
Oh.
Because they're supposed to, that's one of the rules. But they're not necessarily supposed to be here.
Oh,
has anybody
like
really cool walked into the office?
Like
that works.
Yeah, like who's Boban.
Boban Marjanovic was in here?
Yes, Boban was here. Wow. And
Damn. And
he is a very tall man.
Yeah, Boban's 7'5".
Yeah.
7'4".
Wow, so he was like, he must be hitting the lights.
No, totally, yeah. And he was, that was fun. But honestly, I feel like I've just been going to work and going home, so I've seen you guys, and then I see my roommates, and that's pretty much it.
Kevin, why Kevin didn't tell us that Boban was up in here?
Kevin can wait.
Kevin can go to hell.
Where's Kevin? Oh, he's not in here.
Now, Allie, we have you on for a very special reason, for a very distinct reason. Why don't you tell us why we have you on the show?
So I've been dying to get on the show since I started working at HeadGum,
mm-hmm.
and I'm a huge Gossip Girl fan.
See?
Wow.
I've read all the books. I've watched the series more than once.
Where did you read the book? You know, what's the name? Ballheaded in the books.
You know Vanessa's ballheaded in the books.
You know that?
Vanessa's bald in the books, yes, and she loves Doc Martens, and Chuck has a pet monkey, and he's also gay.
Chuck is gay?
I'm pretty sure he starts straight and ends gay. I think he goes on sort of like a journey with his sexuality.
Oh, I can't wait for season 6.
I gotta read these books.
Yeah.
And is it like a series like Harry Potter? Or is it just one big
book? No, there's a lot. There's like 10 books.
Really?
And I
brought
them all with me on a like family vacation when I was in middle school. And I plowed through all of them and I couldn't put them down.
Yeah, we should have been had you on
I was
the show.
Always jealous of people who like to read in middle school. I was not trying to read. Nobody's damn book.
It's like it's so boring. You're just sitting there.
Yeah. Really. Oh, no. I was a huge reader. Yeah, that was like it was. Because also it's like that's how you don't have to really talk.
Oh, okay. I like talking to people.
Yeah.
Well, now you're talking. Now look at you now.
No, and now
talking
I'm talking
to
about the
thousands of people who listen to this. But we're so excited to have you. You've been such a big help. We love you so much. It's going to be a great episode because this episode is bananas.
I was so honored that this is the one I happen to end up with because this one's crazy.
Wasn't there a reason you wanted this one though? Like specifically this episode or no? Or is that somebody
No,
else?
This is what Rochelle gifted me, and I said, thank you so much.
I was trying to have you on for season 6. There's only 10 episodes in season 6, correct?
Well, I'll come back.
Yeah, you can come
season
back.
Season 6 is wild.
Yeah,
so
it's crazy.
I like to be upfront and honest with all of our listeners, because we love the gossip royalty. Did I tell this story on the pod?
Which one?
Episode got spoiled for me.
Oh, no, you didn't tell us.
No.
So you knew about this?
I didn't know that once it happened at the end, uh-huh. I was just like, oh yeah, somebody told me that was gonna happen.
Oh man. No. What? I've been keeping this shit from you all year.
Yeah.
Because I knew that was gonna happen.
I appreciate
happen.
You and I appreciate you yeah. for keeping it from me. No. I appreciate everybody who has followed the damn rules. Let me tell you how this shit got spoiled for me. Cause this is a fucking story. And this is a friend, a pal. Her name is Blake. And Lively. she came to a show that I did, and we hung out after. Me, her, our friend Phil, and our friend Taylor were hanging out. And I was telling her about the pod, and she's like, oh, I'm such a big Gossip Girl fan. I said, don't tell me nothing. Don't tell me nothing. I don't care if you think I've seen it. I don't care if it's from season one. I don't care if it's from, no matter, don't tell me nothing. Mm-hmm. Well, where are you in the story right now? I said, I'm at season five. This is like a few weeks ago. So I was like, I'm season five, episode 13 or something yeah. like that. Oh, okay. So where are you guys? So you guys must be why I said, don't tell me nothing. Do not tell me nothing. Yeah. Nah, 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 nah. Put my fingers in my ears. Don't tell me nothing. Do not tell me a thing. I don't care if it's Serena's name is Serena. I don't want to hear it.
Yeah, don't tell
me. Because
nothing.
You never know what's going to come back on this show. So much stuff comes back. So she goes, oh, you've already passed this one thing I'm going to tell you. I was like, are you sure? Yeah. Where are you at? I said, season five. Episode 14.
Yeah, I mean, the audacity.
Okay. And then she Googles, she goes, yeah, you've already passed this. Mm-hmm. And I go, what is it? And go, did the dead guy come back yet?
Oh, no. My God.
And I'm like, Blake.
Dang, when did that happen? Blake. I didn't know you got spoiled like that.
No dead guy. It was the last time I did Dinosaur.
Oh, really? Yeah.
And I was like, Blake.
I was genuinely like, because I was waiting for this for a long time. And I was like, did this not happen? And then I was like, oh, it's about to happen. Carl's going to go crazy. But now I feel kind of sad.
Yeah.
See, this is why this I can't why. Spoil it. Cause I'm
this
like,
is why. Because it was anticlimactic. And the end of this episode is going to be anticlimactic. I'm going to go to sleep at the end of this episode.
Yeah. I'm going to go to sleep. Vaccined up. I'm so tired.
There's going to be no left arm is climax.
No climax.
No climax.
Meet me in the ladies' room.
Yeah, is that climax? That's climax, yeah. There's going to be no climax in this episode. I'm going to sleep. I'm faking it and going to sleep.
Yo,
I'm
let's
not
tell
nothing.
Them about these spotted. This spotted though.
Oh yeah, we got a good spotted.
Okay.
So
we got two. Or what do you think? Is that they both are like people that wouldn't have been there, huh?
Where?
At the game. The people I'm thinking of T Mac. I call him T Mac. I'll tell you about I'm talking about the TV guy and then the rapper.
Yeah. So we can talk about that. So Lamar and I had the pleasure of sitting courtside at a Clipper game this past week. Clipper Nation.
Man,
shout out Clipper
so
Nation.
Close.
We got spotted. Some of our fans who are big Clippers fans said we got
someone
spotted.
Someone texted us, they said.
They texted us, said they saw us sitting courtside looking
Carl.
Cool.
You can see, we were right on TV.
We were on TV then, a few times.
Let me tell you how close we were. This is, I'm not going to do it to you because it would get me in trouble, but this is what James Harden did. Now, I was like sitting, though, like we're sitting on the court. Like it's crazy. I'm like on the court. Mm-hmm. I don't even understand why out is against the rules. But then James Harden just puts his crotch right in front of me. Yeah, like that close. See how it is? And then he just stretches his legs in front of me.
And we don't know like where to look. We're like,
yeah. And it's like, I'm like, and the way he came out so confidently, yeah. It was like so normal. I'm like.
And he looked you dead in your eyes when he was doing it. And I'm just like, up, I don't know. So I played against James Harden in high school basketball. But we just played against each other one time. So of course he doesn't know who the fuck I am unless he's a big Gossip Kings fan. And,
maybe.
but I was like, do I talk to him?
Like, no, totally.
Hey, James, we met each other in 2007 at the Chapman University High School Invitational Tournament.
Game. You're seeing things well for you. By the way, your dick is in my face.
Yeah, your dick is in my face, James. But that's them. You can zoom in on that
like
if you want
to. And then, like, here's the craziest part. It's going to sound, like, underwhelming, but I mean this with so sincerely. You can see their tattoos.
tattoos.
It's like, oh, like we on TV, you like just they just look like tattooed up athletes, but you're like, I see what that is now. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm like, man, I know what your tattoo is. It's crazy. I was like, that's how close we were. Everyone has to do this. I mean, it definitely you realize it's like going first class. It's like, I don't know how I'm gonna do any I can't go back and not be on the court anymore.
Yeah. You can't go back to a game and not. But you learn to deal with it just like you learn to go back and sit and coach. But as we were walking in, to the arena, and we go through a special entrance, the courtside entrance. And in front of us are three large gentlemen in black t-shirts.
Yeah.
And like Raiders hats. And in the middle of all of them, tall, skinny dude in a puffy jacket. And his name is rapper Blueface. Blueface, baby.
Blueface. He's also a Taylor Swift fan, I think. I don't know.
Do you know who Blueface is?
No, I've never heard of Blueface. Blueface? No.
Blueface, let's baby. See. I know you heard this song before.
You don't need to know who he is.
But he's a rapper, and he was with his son, I think. They were sitting on the court side, too. And then, so we saw Blueface to my left. So we're looking to the left. You see Blueface. Mm-hmm. Because the basketball players aren't spotted. They're
supposed to be there. They're at
yeah,
work.
Yeah, they're at work.
I see Blueface, and then I look to my left. And you know who I see? Motherfucking Ted Sarandos.
Oh, yeah, Ted Sarandos.
The head of Netflix, who we just had a battle of our lives with.
Yeah.
Enjoying the fucking game.
Enjoying the game. Watching a little
basketball.
I feel like
Ted Sarandos, he's like so rich that he's just like, watching the game, but he's like, how do I react as a rich man? Like, his whole movement was like, he was like sitting on a pile of money.
Yeah, he didn't have a seat. He was sitting on a stack of money.
It was like made out of money.
He was sitting next to the governor of the team because the NBA is progressive, and so they don't call them owners.
Oh, really? When did they say that?
Yeah, a couple years ago.
Oh, that's it.
Interesting.
Yeah, right around the time that George Floyd got killed.
George Floyd stuff and all that type of stuff. They call them governors.
That's interesting.
In the NFL, governors are pretty rough, they're called slave masters.
Yeah. And the same in the record business. But yeah, man, that's a cool little thing the NBA does. I didn't know that at all. That's a really interesting fact.
Neil, Psycho Bar. I used to live next door to the guy who, he might have been a creator of Psycho Bar. He had a Jeep, and the back of the Jeep, the wheel, it had Psycho Bar on it, and his license plate had Psycho Bar on it. He doesn't live in that house anymore, though. I haven't seen him in a minute. But we met each other because my Wendy's got postmated to his address one time, mm-hmm. and I didn't want to just like be on his Ring camera, like grabbing my Wendy's. So I rang the doorbell to be like, hey, this is mine. And he's like,
you sure about that?
And I'm like, did you order Wendy's? You didn't order Wendy's,
did
you?
This is my Wendy's.
This is my Wendy's, because I was wondering why the Postmates was taking so long.
Yeah.
It's because they delivered it to next door. And that's why you always have to type in your address. Manually type in your address. Do not use the pen.
No, you can't rely on the pen.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't work.
That's interesting. Because
the pen went next door to my house.
Have you heard this song?
This sounds familiar.
Blueface, baby. Blueface, baby.
All right. I don't know. If Allie ain't never heard of Blueface, I don't know.
I think maybe I'm just like listening to a beat and going, yeah.
Allie, one thing about this show, we do not lie about the songs we've ever heard.
Yeah, yeah. It's, like once Blueface Baby comes on, you should know what it is.
I should know what it is, and then I don't think I've heard it.
Yeah.
So your history, we learned about your history with Gossip Girl. Neil, what is your history with Gossip Girl?
I've seen a few episodes sporadically.
Mm-hmm.
So Allie and I were talking earlier, and I kind of recognize some of the names of the characters and some of the plot points.
Okay. Mm. Don't tell me nothing, Neil.
I mix them up, though.
Yeah.
And it, don't tell them who Gossip Girl is. Because one of the problems is a lot of people know who Gossip Girl is, but they didn't watch the show. They just know that. They just know about
There's like memes about it.
Yeah. And it's been wild that, I mean, I cannot have this be spoiled. Because I'm already kind of upset that you knew about the dad thing.
Yeah.
That's a pretty big reveal.
I'm upset about it. I wasn't upset about it when it happened because I thought I was going to forget it.
Yeah.
But me, memory like an elephant.
Yeah.
I don't forget nothing except for trauma.
Hey, Kyle, y'all were killing it last night, DJing. I was loving it. Man, that party was lit.
Oh, yeah. We had our company party last night. The UCB.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, UCB company party. Our company Christmas party. And I DJed for an hour, and then my cousin Asan, who some of the listeners I remember from Asan Calls His Cousin, also DJed for a while at the end.
Yeah,
and we had a good time.
That shit was fun.
I was emceeing while he was DJing. Mm. What were some of your favorite parts? You like? Did you hear my set?
Yeah. I think I can't remember. I mean, I was so fucked up. I can't really remember.
Yeah, we was drunk.
I remember when you were shouting people out, that shit was cracking me up.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you were like, if somebody was in the corner, was it James? You came like, James, get out the corner.
Yeah.
James, get out the corner. That shit was so funny. I was like, this cat is killing me. People were loving it because they kept going, I'm gonna try to get like people coming to me like, you think Carl shout this name out? I'm like, yeah, go tell her.
Like, Jessica Svensgaard. Like, you know how people do this to DJs now? Which, yeah. Don't do that to DJs. Let me tell you. Let me look in the camera and tell you. Don't do requests like this.
Wait,
don't
that's how this. People are doing that now?
Yeah. They go up to the DJ booth and they just hold up their phone and they have like a notes app or something like that with the request on it. Don't do that. Don't do that. Let the DJ play his set unless they say play her set, play their set. Let them do their thing. Right. And if they ask for requests, then you bring up your request. But I need people to understand this. Here's one thing I need British people to understand. No comedian likes hecklers. I know y'all think that they do, and y'all think that that's, it makes the show better.
That's the British people.
British people think that. When I was overseas, British people would go, yes, we go to shows, and have you seen Jimmy Carr? We go to his show, and we yell out things so he can talk back to us. I go, he is trained to talk back to you, but that is not a thing that we, as comedians, want. We don't want to be talked back to. DJs do not want your requests. They have they are in a groove. They have a set going on. They don't want your funky ass request. They don't want it.
Yeah, like it's like thinking like you practice something all week and you want to do it, and then somebody's like, play this song that completely throws that whole thing off. Even though I did have one request last night, but it was purely because it's something we talk about a lot. Because I wanted to hear that "Make Me Sweat."
Oh yeah,
make me hot. Only because it was so hot. Everybody was sweating, and I was like, man, they got to play this song.
I told Asana to play that at the end. Yeah. But it has to be the right time. Now, what I do is I'm going to set up a big old pretzel jar and say, you want to make a request? $20. Mm-hmm. And if it completely throws off my set, $40. Mm-hmm. And I get on your mic and say, this person made me play this. So everybody can be mad at you and not me. Anyway, we DJ'd. I was shouting people out. Jessica Svensgaard came up to me with her phone and said, please shout me out or I'll kill myself.
And I was like, because everybody was getting shout out, that it was to a point where like, man, I hope I get a shout out.
Yeah,
like,
that's when I started to feel bad because I was like,
some people are like, I don't know who this person, I don't know if you knew everyone's name.
Yeah, I didn't. I didn't know a lot of those people. Yeah. The theater has changed quite a bit. Allie, are you going to take improv classes or what?
Yeah. I did when I first moved here. Yeah. I did the UCB program. And then when I went to college at DePaul in Chicago, and while I was there, I worked in the box office at I.O. so I could take classes for free.
Nice.
And that was, but then it just turned into me. I just became friends with the staff and I just hung out all the time.
DePaul Blue Demons?
Yeah.
Is that the mascot? The Blue Demons?
Oh, those are the Blue Demons.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I never went to a game.
Am I lying, Allie?
No, I think it is the Blue Demons.
DePaul, man.
It's not. Yeah, it's not.
Do you ever, when people think it you're is lying, Blue Demons. Do you it like, is Blue Demons. Like, when people think you're lying, but you tell the truth, do you act like you're lying? You know what I mean?
It's just to kind of lean in.
Yeah, well, yeah. I like if I ever get a text, like, somebody stole my purse, and I know I didn't steal it, but I'm like, if they think I did, I'll just start acting like a guy who stole a purse.
Yeah.
I'm like, I didn't steal a purse. Like, and I'll just start freaking out. Weird. It's a weird psychology thing.
Yeah, I don't know if I do. I don't think I do that. I think I'm pretty. I think I'm truthful. Yeah, I'm honest so often that I think that sometimes if I do tell a lie, it kind of squeaks through.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and it's just I'm like, well,
I do two truths and a lie real quick. Say two things that are true and one's a lie.
Okay.
And then we gotta guess.
Okay. I have a half hairless cat.
Okay.
I volunteered at a colonial village in the summers growing up. Yeah, yeah, that's my lie.
Why are you lying to us like that?
I won't believe that. I won't believe that you volunteered at a colonial village.
Where I just trained like some
you
butter.
Want to do.
I wouldn't mind.
Yeah. Like colonial villages are lit sometimes.
There's one by my house growing up, and I always kind of was like, who hangs out? Like, people should hang out here maybe at night. There should be a party.
That just sounds terrifying.
You know what else is a party?
Gossip Girl.
Gossip Girl is a party. And we're going to talk Gossip Girl right after this small break.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
And we're back.
And we're back.
Allie Mack.
My girl Allie is a Gossip Girl fan. So real quick, are you Serena or are you team Blair? What's happening?
Historically, I'm a Blair, but my heart, I'm team Dorota.
Oh, okay, that's cool.
She's always been my
that's
MVP.
That's a cop out.
No, I love her.
I'm team Rufus.
Totally. I get that. And what I loved about Blair is, one, her hair color.
Yeah, you kind of look like Blair.
Thank you so much. Every year in high school, I would just dye my hair a slightly darker shade of brown, and I would bring in promo pictures of Blair Waldorf season 1 as my reference photo. Wow. So I was always very Blair. But I also appreciate that she tries. Serena's effortlessness is, I understand why it's grating.
Yeah, and this, not to jump ahead, but just this one scene to your point. There's a scene where, like, everyone's rushing out of the brothel, and she's like, no, no, yeah. Stop. like, what are you doing? it's like, you think it's going to help you? It was so stupid.
All right, we got to talk about this fast, because Neil has a heart out. Neil has a heart out. He's got to be
psycho.
At Soul Cycle Bar tonight. So Serena doing something on a computer. She can't put this computer down. I wish she put this goddamn computer down.
And Dorota calling her ass out. Yeah, like, what's wrong with you?
What's wrong with you? You always on a computer. Why you always on a computer?
Yeah.
I'm slap you. And so Diana
what
trying to
she
find
just
her.
Like knocked the laptop out of her hand. Like
Diana, mm-hmm. She can't find her planner. She's looking around.
Yeah.
She talking to Jack on the phone. I have to phone you back. What do you think about Diana, Allie?
I completely forgot about her until I saw her again. I forgot that she was Elizabeth Hurley.
Yeah.
She's just like, she's annoying.
Yeah.
There's something wrong. It's like this weird energy where she's like, boopity boopity
boop. Yeah. And I'm also just like, why are you trying to hang out with this group?
Yeah, now we'll get to that. But right now, it's because she's Chuck's mom.
Yeah.
Or is she?
Well, no,
we
right.
know she's not.
Oh, we don't.
At this point, we do
we
know
we don't
she's,
know for sure,
we don't know
though.
For sure. All right, God damn. If this lady, I'm gonna jump off the fucking Golden Gate Bridge if this woman is really his mom. But Dan's supposed to meet up with Alessandra. Let's just get through this Dan story real fast.
Okay.
So this is what we do. You listen
Yo,
to the show.
I love this Dan story because it taught me a lesson about my own life.
For real, for real. And we'll hear about it. Neil, so what's happening? What's going to happen right now? And I don't know how the listeners feel about this. Have anybody given us feedback on how they feel about when I do this?
Well, do what?
When I run through the...
No, we haven't gotten feedback on that.
Okay. Don't send any.
I don't think they mind. I think they know we have. You know, it's hard. What we do is hard.
What we do is hard. Even though what we do is hard. We got bigger fish to fry than motherfucking Dan trying to figure out if Blair likes him or not.
I got vaccinated today, and I had to do an audition.
I got to do an audition. I got to do an audition after this. And I got to go to a birthday party by myself because Lamar says he needs to write. And it's fucking Christmas break.
This is how you got to stay on the schedule or it won't get done.
Your nighttime write schedule.
I'm telling y'all.
Guys
be like, how you write a whole movie? All right.
I'm going to write a movie this weekend just to prove that.
Right, write a whole movie. We're going to go. All right, this is what we're going to do. When I finish this pilot, I'll finish it soon. I'm gonna go out every night with you.
All right.
And you gotta write a movie or at least write a pilot. Write a 30-minute pilot, and not you can't stay home at all.
Okay, like, easy. Yeah. I've done that.
Well, it's got to be good too. It can't
just I did a good one. That's how I get all my jobs. Listen, man, Neil has a heart out. We gotta go. We can't talk about my writing style. But what we do have to talk about is my stupid man, ass Dan.
Yeah.
So Dan, he with Alessandra. Alessandra says, "Oh, you got to go meet with this Roman lady."
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. I didn't know what was gonna happen. I thought he was setting him up on a date or something, like trying to get him to like cheat on Blair or something.
You know what I just realized? Mm-hmm. So Rome is in Italy.
Uh-huh.
And you call Italy people Italian. But are the Romans from Rome?
Called Romans? Nah.
Who are the Romans from the Bible?
The Romans is from the Roman Empire.
Yeah, well, no, that is wrong. Italy didn't become Italy until like after America became America.
Really?
Yeah, Italy as a region is very city. It's not a nationalist environment. It's very city based.
Yeah. And what's else out there? You got like Italy. You got Sicily.
Yeah.
Tyson.
You have Florentinians.
They were all like. Cities repping.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then Italy, but Rome was the capital, or Rome was the imp when at Napoleon and all them. Napoleon. No, not Napoleon.
Mussolini.
Caesar. But yeah, they was Mussolini. I want some spaghetti. But yeah, they, when it was the Roman Empire, it was like America, how we, you know, how we colonize everything and they act like we ain't do it. Mm-hmm. Sorry. Okay. Rome was doing that.
England does that.
And then they followed, the Roman Empire fell apart. Then there was like cities, and then Italy, like what Ali's saying, then it became Italy.
Italy.
But Rome, I guess Rome is just a city in Italy now.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's but it's where the Vatican is, but so it makes sense that it's Christian and shit.
Yeah. I think that I think that people from there would probably say, "I'm Roman," before they'd say, "I'm Italian."
You think so?
Yeah.
That's what I say. I say I'm Mississippian.
I say I'm an ATLian.
All right, listen, Allie.
We have to talk
all your
about
book
this
learning.
Episode.
We got to talk about this episode.
Stop reading books. Stop reading books.
Stop being so damn smart.
Allie explaining these.
Allie up in here. Allie explaining. So this microphone is getting on my nerves.
Yeah. So Dan,
the Roman lady, he go meet with her, and she's like, "Daniel, ciao.
Big fan of Inside.
Pronto." Big fan of your work, Daniel Chow. And she goes, "We are having a thing, and we are having, what was it? It was like a
writer's
summer?
Yeah. Like a writer's retreat, like a camp, like a writer's camp.
Yeah, we're having a writer's camp in Rome. Rome, my homeland." If you take a big bite of a tomato.
But Dan already had the skin peeled. Dan ain't got no inspiration. He don't know what to write about.
Yeah, he's having writer's block.
You ever see that lady on TikTok that be making pasta, the real old Italian lady, and she use the tomatoes, the Roma tomatoes,
with
the skin peeled, and she'll squeeze them in her hand to get them, like, she don't like
sauce.
She don't like blend them in her sauce, her tomato sauce, she just be like squeezing them. I bet that shit's good.
Oh, that's probably how you're really supposed to do
I'm getting, my algorithm, I think, is different. I don't know this lady, but I agree. Yeah.
My algorithm is a very old Italian lady cooking dinner. A lot of twerking ass videos and basketball stuff and old Italian basketball players twerking ass. And I'm just playing. What is your algorithm, Lamar? We can't talk about it.
Yeah, my algorithm is.
So Dan is like, "Oh, yeah, I want to go on this retreat.
Yeah.
Let me just call Blair and see what she thinks about it." And Blair's like, "Yeah, bitch, go. Yeah. I don't give a shit."
This was
you.
So annoying to me. He's like, "I'm going to ask my girlfriend."
Yeah. That was crazy.
We haven't made summer plans yet.
And also, that just shows, you know what that makes me think?
Huh.
That's the difference between Serena and Blair right there.
Yeah.
Because Serena would have been like, you going to go? You going to leave? That it's almost like he's still, he's like traumatized by dating Serena.
Yeah.
Because I think Blair was being genuine. Like, this is dope. That's what you date. That's the kind of girl, that's what I was saying. I was learning from it. I was like, that's the kind of girl I want. You know, like someone who's like boss. Like, yeah. Like, go get your money.
Yeah.
Go get your money, King. I'm going to go to this brothel.
Yeah. I'm going to get over here to this brothel and you go do your thug.
Yeah.
You go do your thug dizzle.
Like, I'll be back.
But he called her and then she's like, "Yeah, go." And then he called the Italian lady back and she's like, "Ciao, bella, Daniel." And he's like, I'm not coming. My girlfriend wants me to stay. And she's like, you are making a huge mistake.
Yeah, like, come on,
you
bro.
You stupid. And she's like, maybe I'll come next year. There won't be a next year. This is the last one.
I know. That was, she was mad as hell. Yeah. She was like, bye.
Yeah, no, you don't just get to come next year. What are you talking about?
I felt her on that. I was on her side. I was like, don't be asking you to come next year.
Yeah, I'm team Italian lady.
Also, I wouldn't even have, that's kind of not inappropriate, but I wouldn't tell them that's ballsy. The reason. I'd be like, I got something. I'll just say, like, I got something going on.
Yeah.
I'm going to be like, my girlfriend don't want me to come.
Yeah.
Like, that's kind of like wild that he told her that.
My girlfriend don't want me to come. She wants to go vacation. Lucia was her name.
Oh, yeah. Lucia.
Shout out Paul and Lucia.
Yeah.
Love the homies right there.
We should get them on the show. But it's too late. We only got 10 episodes left.
We got 12
episodes. We're
flying
towards the end. This is craziness.
I almost wanted to skip ahead in this episode. Like, I didn't do it.
Yeah.
Like, but I almost was like, damn, I got it. Like, because it got spoiled, I felt like I was cheated.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you might see something else.
And I wanted to see something else. But I ain't do it. I'm going to wait till next week.
Because we still don't know what happened, really.
No, we don't know what happened. But
all
we
know is
that we'll get to that.
The dead guy is alive.
Anyway, Dan doesn't go. He follows Blair to the brothel. And he sees her with Chuck. And he starts getting jealous of her. Mm-hmm. And she's sending him texts like, don't wait up. And he's like, man, she's with Chuck. And then at the end, he goes, hey, Blair, I love you. And she goes, I know.
This was, man, honestly, I didn't hate that storyline because it was the way it was kind of boring to watch because I was like, what are you doing, Dan? But the way it flipped where he turned that shit down, like, I just gotta be here for my girl, and then he hit her. She was like, okay, let's go eat some cereal, whatever.
Yeah.
I was like,
she didn't say let's go to Kellogg's.
Yeah.
That's what I was like.
Oh, like a restaurant?
I think it's a restaurant called Kellogg's.
I
Are you familiar with New York?
That's what I thought, too.
I thought they were like, let's eat some Kellogg's, Frosted Flakes.
Where you from?
Right.
Yeah.
L.A.
You from L.A.?
Yeah.
I see you got a really cool Dodger shirt on.
Oh, you know.
I do like that. I got the hat that matches that.
Okay, yeah.
Cool. I didn't buy the shirt, but I do have the hat.
The hat.
Where'd you go to high school at?
The red and black lumberjack.
What?
You went to the same high school.
You went to Hamilton?
No, I went to Hamilton.
What?
Yes.
Alexander Hamilton?
Alexander Hamilton Academy of Music.
Alexander Graham Bell Hamilton.
Graduate.
Okay.
Read the Wikipedia. I am a notable alumni for this podcast.
Thank you. You know what? Are you on the alumni?
I am on the alumni.
I'm not on mine.
I want to be on mine.
How do you check it?
I don't know.
My shit is like, Neil knows.
Yeah, you got some big
alumni
heavy hitters.
Our alumni go nuts.
Let me check.
So to be up there is kind of an honor. Neil. 2011?
Yeah.
Okay, so we missed each other.
What year were you?
07.
You were in my brother's year.
Who's your brother?
Evan Davis. He was in Music Academy? Were you Music Academy?
I was.
He was like orchestra.
Oh, he's strings?
Yeah.
Strings?
I don't think we ever crossed paths.
That's wild.
But I was in jazz band.
Okay.
I was in wind symphony and wind ensemble.
What did you play?
Saxophone.
Oh, that's cool.
The baritone saxophone, because I'm a big old man. my teacher, my eighth grade, did you go to Palms?
Yeah.
So, Miss West.
And y'all had the same life.
Yeah.
And y'all ended up at Headgum Studios on
this
a Tuesday.
This is really, really nice.
Shout out to Miss West, who was my band teacher in
middle
school.
Wake up, Miss West.
Julie West was her name.
Yeah.
She went to UCLA. And she would make us, on the day that UCLA played USC, we would march around to all the classrooms and play the Sons of Westwood. I was a USC fan when I was in middle school because that was the Reggie Bush, Matt Leinart years. But anyway.
How do you find out you're an alumni?
Just go to the Wikipedia of your high school and then you go to notable alumni, you'll see. But she made me play the baritone saxophone because I played alto and then I switched to tenor because there was less tenor players. And she goes, Carl, you're a big, strong boy. You should play the baritone saxophone. And because I didn't have any boundaries and couldn't say no to adults like that, I was like, okay. And I didn't want to play that big piece of shit. I got respect for it now. But yeah, man. Wow, Neil. So were you in Music Academy too?
Yeah, I had Miss West.
You had Miss West at
cello,
Palms?
Yeah.
Nice. And then, so I'm assuming you know Mr. Robinson?
I don't remember.
Was he not there? The black guy, big tall black dude. Mr. Robinson?
When I went to Hamilton, yeah. I went to the electronic music path.
Mr. Bruning.
Yep, and made garbage.
Yeah. Mr. Bruning. Shout out Bob Bruning, electronic music teacher.
Is that the one who disappointed you? Or he was disappointed?
I disappointed him. That was the story that I told you.
Yeah.
I was there to record a gala,
yeah,
and it started beachballing on me, and he was like, Carl, you can go home now. And I was so let. I did not want to let down Mr. Bruning. But now yeah. I know somebody who knows Mr. Boone. This is crazy.
That is
I was
crazy.
Also on the football, basketball, baseball team, and the track team.
I'm not on my alumni, man. That shit is
hit
weak, though.
You can add yourself.
I'm about to hit him up.
Citation needed. Anyway, we have to talk. Neil has to
you
get
have a hard
back
out.
He has a hard out. So let's talk about this. Let's talk about this episode as a whole. So basically, this whole episode is the double cross, crisscross applesauce. Yeah. Everybody's double crossing each other. So right. Lola kind of starts this whole thing off.
Yeah.
She's told Nate that Serena's been Gossip Girl.
Right.
But Nate has actually kept this secret.
Yeah, finally. He's like, actually, I don't know why he's keeping it secret, though. I feel like there's a reason for that. Otherwise, I feel like he would have just gone around telling people. I think he's trying to protect Serena.
He's trying to protect Serena.
I think he actually cares about Serena.
He definitely does. They're like good.
They're pretty close. The
main five, four and a half, I would say, because Dan is kind of half in, half out.
Yeah.
But they are actual friends. They just are shitty people.
Yeah. That's the problem.
That's the craziest part. So what do you think about Lola?
I forgot about her completely until now.
Forgettable.
And that's how every Gossip Girl episode, there's like this combination of things, which is, it's like one new blonde person who really wants to be in the group, never will be there. We had that with Ivy. We have that now with Lola. Mm-hmm. Then there's misunderstandings because no one has a direct conversation. And then there's always a party.
Yep.
And that's Gossip Girl.
That's the whole episode. Yep.
Man, but this party was.
This party was crazy.
This party was different than most parties. Yeah.
So we don't have much time. I have to... We have to talk about, you know what? Anya can come in here and finish recording this shit. We got to talk about this.
Just leave it running.
Leave the car cranked up. Lola goes to Serena, try to get her to go to Diana and get the code, but she working with Diana.
Yeah.
So she calls him, and because Lola's like, we got the book.
Right.
Because Nate is like, I don't have the book. And Lola's like, we got the book. And Serena calls Diana. And it's like, they got the book. Diana goes, bravo, Serena. You're a better actor than you know.
She's like, damn. When she called, Diana called, Nate was like, where's my book, Nate? Where's my book?
Where's my book? Nate, my planner. My planner's missing and you took it. You were rummaging through my undergarments and you took my planner.
She's in the 1920s, or it's like in the Willy Wonka or something. I don't know.
He said, I really didn't, I don't have it. And she goes, I almost believe you. But I'll find out later. Bravo, Serena. You're a better actor than you know. This woman is hilarious to me.
Yeah.
Like, I've gone through waves with this woman, but I love her now. Every time she just shows up on the screen, she's always like,
It's like she got a brains to show up or something.
So, we already did that. Serena pulls up on Lola and Nate, and Chuck comes in with the book and with... he goes to Blair because he's like, I know Blair's good with deciphering shit.
She got a little, so funny.
Yeah, she got the little.
Oh yeah, she had
machine.
The thing. Yeah, and she dressed up like Diana too.
Yeah, she's like, oh, you don't have a cipher breaker.
Yeah, everyone has that. And Blair's killing. She came down talking in British accent. She's like, let's find out what Diana's hiding.
Yeah.
She's like, I love it.
I have to turn it to Diana. And she was doing her cadence too.
Yeah, that was tough.
That shit was funny. So they figured that out. But then Serena, this shit was crazy. Allie. Serena tried to take the book. She tried to sneak the book out. I was like, I gotta go.
Oh my God.
And she goes, she tried to press the elevator, and they're like, wait, where's the book? Where's the book? Serena!
It was like, whoosh, whoosh.
Serena! Yeah. And then they run over, and she's in the elevator, and Lola just stopped the doors.
That shit was closing so slow, too. Yeah. She was like, oh, fuck. Hey, y'all done got me. So, I mean, they would have found out anyway. I don't know how she thought she was gonna get away with that.
That shit was so damn funny. So then Serena immediately switched up on Diana at that point.
Yeah, this is where I think I went to the audition.
Yeah. So Serena switches up on Dan. She gives them the book.
Yeah.
And she's like, I don't know. Y'all can figure it out because she knows that they can decipher what the secret is that she's holding if Serena gives it up and then she won't get found out as God. I don't know.
Basically Serena's like, I'm back on y'all's side, but the idea is let's give the book. You still pretend to be with on Team Diana.
Yeah.
So you could go find out what's in the code.
What's in the code? Yeah.
Okay.
So Blair got DeRota doing a massage to get info out of Diana.
I definitely missed that scene.
They finally cracked the code. They made copies of it.
Which something that stuck with me in this scene too is that when Dorota, she gets the information, she leaves, she bails and ditches the massage. I was like, did she bring that massage table to Diana's house and then left it behind?
Yeah, I think so. Which like, people do.
No, I was like, these props are expendable.
I got it.
Yeah. Whatever am I going to do with this table?
I don't want to get a massage in my house. Like I like going to the spa.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want no massage in my house.
I did have one once at my house, and I loved it.
Yeah.
Because my cat hung out with me too, and she sat at the.
Now we cannot relate.
Yeah,
to this.
So that was really nice. I enjoyed the company, I got to pick the music. Like it was very, I curated
that's
the event.
Cool.
Yeah.
I mean, I could do that at the place. They probably got a TV in there. I could turn on YouTube.
Yeah, put on like a good like, on, Chris Brown mix.
Put on Phil from Doug Dynasty telling me about the Bible and how it relates to Trump.
The last time I got a massage, we got a gift certificate last year for like the holidays from HeadGum, and it took me until now to finally use it.
Yeah.
And I put that I would be fine with any massage person. I didn't care. But when I showed up, I got a man and I was surprised, even though I said I would be fine with it. But then I was like, oh, okay, it's like a man. And he was really tall and he was wearing a black beanie. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the massage, when he was like, okay, you're done, I opened my eyes and he like kind of bolted out of the room and his beanie was in his hands. Uh-huh. And it just kind of, I was just like, at what point in the process did you take off your hat?
Yeah, he was like, man, I'm getting hot in here.
No, and I was like, and I was just completely unaware. I was kind of like, oh, my eyes have been closed.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
It is weird. Like when I get a massage, I don't, like I kind of have my eyes closed the whole time.
Yeah.
And it is, because you feel where they are, but you're kind of like, you're like wondering what they're doing. And whenever you like open your eyes, you're like, that is not what I pictured. Like,
right.
You're like, oh, you're looking over there.
I haven't gotten no pleasure massage. I've only gotten physical therapy massages.
Oh, yeah. So, like a, what do they call it?
Some real deep tissue shit where it fucking hurts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, but Neil's got to go. So,
all right, let's focus up.
Let's focus.
Serena gives Diana the book, and then Diana goes, here's Gossip Girl's real number.
Yeah.
And Lola takes it, and they track Gossip Girl. So they get to see where she's at.
Right, right.
So
this was hella confusing.
Yeah, this was confusing. So they get to the house.
Oh, so that's how they ended up at the brothel.
That's how they
brothel.
End up at the brothel.
Okay.
So Chuck and Nate are going to the brothel.
How did they end up at the brothel? How did Chuck, Nate, and Blair know about the brothel?
They deciphered it. They deciphered it.
Oh, from the book.
From the book.
Got it.
They deciphered it. They got
that's where she goes on those Saturdays.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Saturday.
Yeah, they cracked the code. Because you think back to when she was dating. When she was dating Nate and she was smashed, but she never stayed over.
Yeah, so she was going to this brothel.
She was going to the brothel every weekend to sit at the computers and do some work. I got to go do some work. And they's like, we just smashed. They get to the house. And it's a brothel. Diana walks in. They got the tattoos on their wrist from season
way
one.
Way back.
They mention that when they said that? Did you hear them mention that, Allie?
Yeah, they were in the show. Yeah, they were talking about the tattoos. They kept talking about them.
Yeah. Was like, Chuck was saying it.
It was like Jack's here.
Yeah,
because they
had
them tattoos from beginning.
Right.
Yeah.
Because the dad, Bart Bass, was a member of this club, and Chuck was a member of this club.
Yeah, and
but Bart Bass didn't have the tattoo though.
Not that I remember, but I feel like when have I ever seen that man's wrists?
He's always in
a three-piece suit in my head.
Yeah,
he's
suit your cuffs. Suit your cuffs.
Yeah.
You didn't see that one episode where he was playing basketball? I'm just playing.
Alex, like, there's no way, because I read the books and that's not in there either.
He never hooped. He was more of a baseball guy. Bart Bass was not a hooper.
Yeah, but he is bald-headed in the books.
That's canon.
So, you get to the house, it's a brothel, you got the tattoos. Diana's looking at the computers, and she, I put in my notes, I was being silly. She orders the constable. that's what I would, if I'd have wrote this, I would have said, I ordered the constable. Get the constable here now. get the bobbies here. So she sees them all on the on the security cams, and she shuts the party down.
Yeah.
That's when everybody's like, hey, everybody get out. Police are coming. Police are coming. Chuck gets to Jack. And Jack is like, leave me alone.
Yeah, yeah. He's like, look, man, I ain't your dad. That shit's weird. He's like, are you my dad?
And he goes, do you really want to know?
That's
this dude is so hard to read.
Yeah, it's like he's like a true sociopath. I feel like he has no conscience. Like he's just like, I don't care about you. Yeah.
It's like, do you really want to know? And Blair sees something. And then she
that was crazy. So at that moment, what did you think? Did you know what it was? When she opened the door and she was like, oh!
Yeah, when the way she reacted.
I didn't even know, really.
The way she reacted, what I thought it was going to be was like. Mm-hmm. All right, so let's go back to that. Because I want to say this. Blair sees something. She confronts Jack. He says somebody's going to get hurt if this info gets out.
Yeah.
Gossip Girl changes all the passwords. So now Serena can't get in. She can't get into her phone. The Gossip Girl's in the house. Serena calls Gossip Girl.
Oh, yeah, she calls. So whoever got the real one was in the house.
The real one is there, but I assume, because I'm like, so these are my theories, and y'all cover y'all faces.
Yeah, I don't want to look at you.
Cover y'all faces.
You can look at Neil.
Look at Neil. Neil doesn't know. Don't look at me, Neil. so what I think is Diana already knows. Don't shake your head.
Okay.
Diana knows the real Gossip Girl. One thing is for certain. I do not believe that Diana is Gossip Girl. I don't believe that. I do believe that Gossip Girl is somewhere in the house. And here's what's even crazier about that. Because now I'm thinking something else. Because I remember saying this on an episode a long time ago. And I told y'all not to look at me. But I think that Bart Bass is Gossip Girl.
so that's a long time ago.
Because I've said that before on an episode of this show. I was like, Bart Bass is Gossip Girl. Bart Bass ain't dead. He's Gossip Girl. And I remember that. And you was like, I don't know. You did something like that. So anyway, y'all can look back now. That's just my theory. Okay. I do not think that Diana's Gossip Girl. I think that's too on the nose. And I don't think that would be what happens this soon.
Yeah.
I think between the brothel and the newspaper, she's busy.
Yes. Yeah. I don't believe.
You
never know.
That would be the one. Well, it's like, how genius would it be to make Gossip Girl someone who has a newspaper?
Yeah. Really.
But yeah, that shit was crazy. But when I was actually forgot about that when Serena called and the phone rang.
Yeah.
I was like, what the fuck is she doing there? Mm-hmm. So I don't know. It definitely was an interesting clue.
Yeah, we get there. We get through there. Diana running the joint. Her name is India. Dan decides to not go to Rome. We talked about that. Blair tells Chuck she's going back in the house. Blair tells Chuck to go back in the house.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's like, just tell me it's me and you. Because Jack was like, don't tell him you see, because it's going to be problems for everybody.
Yeah.
And I believe him, but I mean, Blair's got to tell her.
She's got to give him something.
So she said, go back in the house. Jack and Diana are working together. We already knew that. Dan tells, blah, blah. Chuck walking through the house.
Get your bell, Allie. Here we go.
Even though
it's a year to do this.
Yeah. Chuck walks back in the house, opens up the door looking for Jack. Who does he see? His father, Bart Bass.
Daddy, where you been?
He's back, baby.
Oh my God, I can't take it no more.
Here's what I thought. Mm-hmm. I thought that when Blair opened the door and she went, oh my God, that's when I had immediately thought back to when this was spoiled for me.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, oh, she just saw the ghost of Chuck's dad. And I thought he was in like floating in like a ghost.
That would be way cooler. Like it just goes into a full haunted.
Yeah.
And he's like, boy, I need you to save my son.
They had his body in it's like Zordon. Like his body's in like a tube of water connected to
like
some.
That. They're keeping him alive.
Yeah. And he's like, cut off.
That would be
hilarious. That's because her reaction was that.
It did feel like she saw some like kind of almost disturbing.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's funny. Yeah, they just have him in an ice tank.
That's what I thought.
Frozen in place.
But when Chuck walked in there, he saw his real
father. And Diana was in there with him.
And Jack was in there with him. And was Jack in there?
Yeah, I
think so.
And Bart Bass goes, oh my God. And I'm like, huh? Like, wait a minute.
Wait, I don't know. What do you mean? When did he do that?
That's what Bart Bass said.
When Chuck walked in.
Chuck walked in, he goes, Dad? And he goes, Oh my God.
Oh no, Bart did that.
Bart said that.
Okay, yeah. That was his reaction.
Yeah. Oh, I'm like, bro, you're in the same city. Did you really think like?
Yeah, why he react like that? Like he's like, you think he was just like, no? Well, clearly they got some kind of thing they're working on.
Yeah,
Chuck and Jack and.
What could
Diana.
They possibly be working on?
I don't know.
But like, that's the thing to me.
Whatever
like,
it is, Chuck, this is going to get in the way of that. Because he was like, oh my God, you still bothering me. Like, I still can't stand your
that's
ass.
That's the thing. That's why he said that, oh my God, like he was in disgust. He was like, man, I had to die to get away from your ass.
Like, escape this cat.
This dude faked his death. All right, listen. I got to watch. This is what made me want to watch the next episode.
Yeah.
Because I was just like, huh?
Yeah, and I, like. Yeah, I caught a little glimpse of it, but it seemed like one of those that's going to start right where we left.
Yeah.
So hopefully we get some answers. But, I mean, I got to say, this episode was hard to follow, but it was pretty good. I thought it was pretty solid.
Pretty good episode.
Yeah, yeah.
Allie, you know our grading system.
Mm-hmm.
Out of 5 XOXOs, what do you give this episode?
I'm going to give it 5 XOXOs because someone came back from the dead.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, that didn't happen a lot in GS. The, I mean, GG.
Yeah.
Yes. All right. Wow, Allie coming in real high.
Yeah.
5XOXO.
I mean, you a true fan. You know about the books.
You know about the books.
So.
You know that Vanessa's bar hitting the books.
Bar coming back made me laugh. And I think that, I know we haven't gotten quite to this, but just the wishy-washiness of Dan and Blair's Rome trip is so ambivalent and beside the point, and that makes me laugh. So also 5XOXOs.
Right.
The storyline that is stupid, it doesn't matter.
The way she didn't say I love you back, but it was so funny. The way she, like, he just milked it so hard. He was like, Blair. He like, okay, close.
Yeah.
I was like, don't do it then.
Don't do it then. I knew he was about to do it because he did it out of being like, let me. Because Rufus had been calling the whole episode.
Yeah.
Like, hey, son, I care about you.
Yeah, you're kind of bugging right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? He did it kind of on a false pretense because he did it because he's jealous of Chuck. Not because, he does love her, but I think he was in fear.
No, he was jealous. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Neil, how this works. You got to count with us. It is out of 5 XOXOs. She gives it 5. So we go.
XOXO, 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 XOXO. Wow. Allie with the 5.
Allie gives it a five. Cool 5.
Okay.
I do not give it a 5.
Yeah.
And that's so totally fair.
I probably would have gave it a 5
mm-hmm.
if it didn't get spoiled for me.
Yeah.
I mean,
it was pretty epic. Like, the first time I saw this show, when I found that out, I was completely blown away.
And here's what's crazy, too.
Yeah.
When it got spoiled, she didn't tell me that it was, she didn't say to me, it's Chuck's dad. She just says somebody comes back from the dead. I go, there's only been one dead person.
Yeah, it was pretty, I mean, yeah, who else is dead?
And I was like, who else died? The guy that Serena killed
with the cocaine like 5 years ago?
Yeah. Yeah. Everybody opened up and it was homeboy. Like, yeah. Or remember what happened to Lily and the homie's son, like, Lily and Rooster.
Yeah, yeah.
That could have been crazy if Lily he was in there. Son. Like,
yeah.
He was just in there getting it in.
yeah, with Chuck's dad. They was in there smashing. So I'm going to give it a 4.2 because I did enjoy the episode. And
that's still pretty good.
Lucia was in it, and I'm Team Lucia.
Yeah, Lucia, you come to Rome, or you hang with your girlfriend. Just make a decision.
Yeah, so I'm gonna give it 5 Italian XOXO. So that's 4.2.
Four, okay.
So that's
XOXO, 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 ciao, ciao, bella. I'm gonna give it a 4.45.
Okay.
So it was solid, good. There was the dance story was a little boring, but I liked the ending. And then I as much as I hate Serena, I need more from her. I need more. I need like some kind of drop. Like some that she's just really going downhill. She's hitting rock bottom, and it's kind of uncomfortable to watch. Okay,
she's nothing without Gossip Girl.
Yeah.
So that's XOXO.
XOXO. XOXO. XOXO.
XOXO. XOXO. XOXO. XO.
You get it right, Neil? Ooh, all right. Man, let's do some news because Neil's got it
Neil's
hard
gotta
out.
Neil's got to go 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, are you okay, Neil? You got to go?
I'm chilling.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, yeah, he's like, I like this pot. He was like, when I didn't know what it was, I had it hard out. Okay, check this out, man. Danny Brown, the rapper, is going to go on comedy tour with Dave Chappelle. He's going to open up. I don't know if y'all know who. Y'all know who Danny Brown is?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a cool rapper. So it just made me think, like, who on our show would you want to see do stand-up? Like, just like a straight-up stand-up set from our cast.
I think Blair could get some yucks off.
Yeah, she funny seeing the clown like Diana Payne and be like, what's up with Lola?
You know, I want
to
see Diana Payne do it.
I want to see Cyrus.
Cyrus.
Not enough.
Yeah. He would kill some stand-up.
Yeah, Wallace Shawn, let's
dope.
Go.
Yeah, that would be dope. And I think Dan could do like a cool highbrow set. It'd probably be annoying, but.
Oh, it would be so annoying. We'd give him 5 minutes, he'd ignore the light. He'd think he's on a roll.
I'm going to keep going. All right. Other things in the news that's going on is Joe Biden's about to get impeached, y'all, by the House. So I want to know who should from our cast be on the impeachment inquiry to investigate these wrongdoings? Who's going to help the Republicans? I don't know. Maybe Chuck.
Bart, now that he's back.
Yeah, he could be like the head person being like, where were you when Hunter Biden was doing this? What do you think?
I would say, I feel like if anyone, if I had to be interrogated by someone, I would be really scared of Blair's mom.
Oh, yeah, she's scary.
I wouldn't want to lie
really
to her.
She's really intimidating. Man, you know what? What do you think of Jenny? Real quick, I just want to ask a couple questions since you're a huge fan.
Oh, I love Jenny. And you can tell exactly when Taylor Momsen said, I'm doing my own makeup and you can't stop me. And it's when it just became these black circles.
That's hilarious. And then real quick, what's your thoughts on Vanessa? Do you miss her?
I do miss her.
I do too, a little bit.
She was my gateway in for a little bit. Cause I was like, you know, I think I would come into this fictional world as an outsider too, and I so understood her point of view, and I loved that she got messy, and then what happened
I know,
to her.
I always go wild when I think, like, dang, I can't believe she smashed Chuck.
Yeah,
like that's so
she
crazy.
She smashed everybody. Nate.
She hooked up with Nate, Chuck. Her and Dan smashed.
Yeah.
Did she smash one of the girls too, or not?
It got weird with Hillary Duff.
Yeah, they had a threesome.
Famous threesome.
And not to forget, she was also ball headed in the books.
Yeah.
All right, that's the news, baby. Neil's got a hard out. But I got a hard out because I got to get out. I don't have a joke there. All right.
You got work to do.
I got to write. And just like Dan, I got to write and I got to choose my career over relationships. That's the moral of the story.
I have a question for you. Do you think that Dan is a good writer?
I don't know. Go ahead. You got
What do you like? What do you think?
I think the inside book feels a little strange to me, like a strange choice. Like I have a hard time believing this Roman, because this Roman lady feels like a real established writer. I'm like, I just don't believe that she liked that book. like how good have that book could have been? I feel like, but he could be like kind of like a. What's his face from Paris? Go ahead, tell your opinion. I'm trying to think of his writer. He reminds me of.
I think that Dan is a fine writer. I think who reads Dan's books are Allie at 13 years old on vacation with her family, so she doesn't have to talk to him because she's an angsty preteen. That's what I think. I think that's what Dan writes.
I think he's like an F. Scott Fitzgerald type.
Totally.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah, so he might be dope, but it wouldn't be my cup of tea. Yeah. I think. But I can see why people fuck with him.
Yeah. Well, Allie,
do you want to promote something?
Promote something, Allie.
Oh, yes. Listen to Gayotic every other Wednesday.
Are you on that?
I produce that with Anya.
Okay.
And,
Well, we're going
to
be
listening to the Kinks.
Yeah, keep listening to us. We're getting close to the end. It's going to be insane. And don't nobody spoil nothing ever again.
Please don't spoil
don't
nothing.
Don't talk to
me,
Carl. Nobody talk
don't
to Carl.
Don't talk to me.
Carl's going to start reading books so he don't talk to nobody.
Yeah, I'm going to start reading books.
And we're always performing first Friday of every month.
Yeah, first Friday of every month at the UCB Theater.
And we're going to be in Sketchfest. When is that? That's
We can talk about that now. San Francisco. We are going to be there. My group, Milo group, Lamar's group, big team is going to be at San Francisco Sketch Fest on Friday or Saturday, January 20th. One of those dates. Let me get the real one for you.
It's going to be lit. Y'all get your tickets now.
Get your tickets. Because
every time we've gone there, I believe we sold out. So.
I think it's the 20th. I think it's Saturday the 20th.
Yeah, and if you Friday come, 19th, say hi to us.
Friday 19th, I'm going to the Warriors game. Warriors playing the Mavericks. I'm going to go to that game.
Cool.
Blah, 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 blah. Okay.
All right.
And then, yeah. Neil so got Friday, the heart out. Saturday, January 20th, the Gateway Theater, San Francisco. Come see me and Lamar and the big team. Do some improv. And then I also just check the San Francisco Sketch Fest schedule because I'm going to be up there doing a million goddamn shows. I got to go up 2 weekends in a row. So if anybody wants to go on a date while I'm up there, let me know. The answer is no. Yeah. Anyway.
All right.
See you soon.
See y'all.
Thanks, Allie.
Goodbye.
Thank you, Allie.
Thanks, Neil. We'll get you. Got to get to your appointment. We're gonna keep recording until you leave.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.